My name is Deirdre Desjardins, and I'm with the Ventana chapter of the Sierra Club.
Okay, your name again?
Deirdre Desjardins. I have a comment card.
Did I call your name?
No.
I didn't. Okay. That's what I thought's been going on here.
Okay.
You guys are testing me, aren't you? All right. I'm calling names with cards. So, did you submit a speaker card?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I'm going to call your name when I get to your card. We have everything in groups.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for understanding that. All right.
Sure.
Leroy Scolari. Darren Gee. Jay Parsons. Dan Diaz.
I've already heard from Dan Diaz.
Dan Diaz. Frank Alegria. Ralph Bishop. Okay. Move on to the next group. Okay. Leave that. Miriam Sanchez. Desiderio Vallis. Rufina Morales. Susanna DeAnda. Sharon spoke. Okay. Esther Martinez. She spoke. Miriam Torres. She spoke. Was I here when this was going on? All right. Javier Gonzalez. Spoke. He spoke. All right. And Maria Jimenez. Okay. All right. And so these are not here anyway. All right. Good. This is great. 15 cards left. All right. Deirdre, now you can come up. I've got to control this somewhat, okay? All right.
You're obviously clairvoyant.
Right. But hang on. But hang on. Hang on before you start. You're just the
Light
first
degree.
One. All right. Kira already spoke, and Ben Petterly spoke. Joe Dillon, Noah Fisheries. Okay, that would be number two. Nathan Alley, he spoke. Jennifer Hernandez. Okay. Greg Helms. Greg Helms. Okay. Andrew Christie. Fred Collins.
Fred already spoke.
Fred spoke, that's right. Gordon Hensley. Nicholas Patton or Payton. Okay. Piper Riley, she spoke.
Piper
Riley. Yeah, and Dr. Judy McClanahan. Jane or Jano Kincaid. Don't do this to me.
Jano.
Looks like J-O-N-O Kincaid. Okay? That's as close as I can get it. Roger Wong. All right, and that's it. Okay. Yes?
We have resubmitted another card for Paola Placencia, and you haven't called out her name. Is this the last group? Because she is with me.
Yeah, that's it. So she should get in the back of the line.
Okay.
Yeah. The last group. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Deirdre Desjardins, and I'm with the Ventana chapter of the Sierra Club that covers Monterey and Santa Cruz County. And I wanted to address some of the statistics that were thrown out about the effect of the riparian corridor provision on farmland. I think it is somewhat of a leap of logic to assume that a 50-foot riparian corridor automatically extends into taking 150 feet of farmland, which was the basis of this extrapolation. Second, riparian corridors are already mandated by county zoning ordinances. All of Santa Cruz County has a mandated 50-foot riparian buffer and the coastal zone of Monterey County. The rest of Monterey County, the area plans mandate riparian areas. They just haven't set the zoning ordinances. So if people are farming those areas, they're already doing it against existing zoning areas. It's not taking to mandate that they follow existing land use regulations. In addition, the reason these are set up was because of endangered species requirements in federal and state law. In particular, we've been looking at the anadromous fish restoration programs, all of which look at the need for riparian corridors.
Can you wrap it up, please?
Yes. Secondly, they mentioned fire specifications. Fire specifications are always subordinate to federal and state environmental laws. And so if CEQA or Endangered Species Act mandate a riparian corridor, it's acceptable to create a riparian buffer.
Thank you very much for your
Thank
comments.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Joe Dillon. I'm the Southwest Region Water Quality Coordinator for the National Marine Fisheries Service. We administer the Federal Endangered Species Act as well as the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation Act. Rather than repeating what was in our letter that we submitted, I would just like to make a couple general points. The first being that the draft plan that staff put out before you is ambitious because it has to be. The monitoring data that has been generated these last few years, in addition to data generated in the past, shows that there is a widespread problem. As Chairman Hoppin reminded you this morning, you do not have discretion to ignore the problem. You must come up with a plan to sufficiently address it in the shortest time manner possible, meeting all your obligations, which we know is not an easy task. I'd like to make sure everybody understands that taking is a legal term, therefore it is not a common sense term. If on the board you have not had an informational item training from your legal staff on what taking really means, I suggest you schedule that. I would also like to point out that other regional boards such as the North Coast Board and the State Board have exerted authority over riparian buffer areas in forestry practices related to the California Department of Forestry, and there are a number of TMDLs that also have buffer requirements, mainly towards maximizing shade. Quickly, both oxygen depletion and supersaturation are both bad things. Supersaturation causes gas bubbles in the blood of aquatic animals. It's like getting the bends when you dive. If you have a site that has that bounces between oxygen depletion and supersaturation, that means that that site is already violating the narrative standard against biostimulation. Finally, a question was asked earlier about the slide that showed decreasing diazinon concentrations. There are a number of things that could be causing that. Most likely, in my opinion, would be the worker reentry time requirement changes that came out a few years ago for a number of organophosphate pesticides because they are nerve agents, and the DPR decided to extend the worker reentry time so that workers weren't exposed. So that means that those pesticides are being replaced by other classes of pesticides, most likely pyrethroids. And that is why you shouldn't just require monitoring of chemical concentrations, but toxicity concentrations. Okay. If you focus on just the chemical, they change what they're using, you miss it, and everything looks dandy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer Hernandez with the California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation. Many of you are probably wondering why there were so many residents out here today from Tulare County, and it's because our colleagues, our fellow farm workers are out working in the fields today and couldn't be present, so they're here in solidarity asking for clean water. I'd like to first start out by addressing some of the comments I've heard earlier today. There's this notion that the sky is falling because these proposed regulations are so strong. You know, I'm in a different room today. Yesterday it was people pointing the finger at Fish and Game, and today it's saying that the staff at the board is proposing really strong regulations, and what we've seen, the sky has not fallen. It's fallen on the poor farm workers that can't afford to treat their water, that have to pay their water provider and buy alternative sources of water. The sky has fallen for them, but let's remind ourselves that California is very innovative, and we are leading in providing sustainable solutions, and so we'd like to just show our support for the draft proposal and urge the board to take strong measures. For far too long, the problem has persisted. It's not a problem that's going to be solved overnight, but if we continue to let it go and take the status quo approach, it's never going to be resolved. We need to ensure that the board is continuing to do their job, setting policies that are really going to take at the forefront the health and safety of the residents and providing clean water. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm Greg Helms. I work for the Ocean Conservancy. You'll have seen our logo and our indications of support for the staff recommendations on letters, comment letters, and PowerPoint slides. So you know that point. I want to focus in on mainly on the individual monitoring reporting, which is to us really an essential ingredient in this program. It does two things for us. Well, not having the individual reporting and monitoring program ensures that your agency and those of us in the public that are working on this issue are flying blind. We can't find the problem areas. We can't locate the real area that needs the concentration, and that's just not a good call for anyone. The second part of it is that without the individual monitoring reporting, we will never be able to shift the burden from the folks who are truly the problem and away from the stewards. We've heard all kinds of testimony about the stewardship and the generations of work, and I have no reason to doubt that that's true. In fact, I've seen it. But clearly, if you look at the photograph shown this morning by Mr. Schimmick, we've got green agricultural drainage ditches. We've got enormous problems with nitrates. The problem is there. The abuses are clear. And to be able to separate the true stewards from the folks that need to be focused in on is enormously important and really will come only with the individual monitoring and reporting process. Let's remember, in the big picture, we're working in a waiver approach to this. In other words, the agricultural community is being treated special because of their role in doing in feeding us, and that's a good arrangement so long as it works. But the trends show we're going backwards. So again, within the waiver construct, your staff has a good proposal. I encourage you to adopt it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gordon Hensley, San Luis Obispo Coast Keeper. And as our sister keepers that you heard earlier, we are advocates for water quality. I want to commend staff for the work that they did, and I want to thank you for cutting them the time, making the allocation, and letting them do their work. We've heard several objections over the course of the day. They have to do with overregulation, lack of enforcement, legal vulnerability, and expense. And you've heard that from both sides. I just wanted to point out that there is an additional alternative that hasn't been spoken of much. It's been touched on a little bit, and it may provide a simpler, cleaner pathway that is perhaps a little more palatable to all concerned, and that's the individual waste discharge requirements. It has some advantages. It recognizes the differences in the irrigated ag operations, the individual operations. It was tailored to resolve the different impairments identified by CAMP and CMP data across the different areas throughout the region versus the off-the-shelf type approach that you heard about. It provides a clear demonstration of water quality, and it has the highest likelihood of attaining water quality objectives in the shortest amount of time. And finally, it would achieve your board's regulatory responsibilities to protect water quality. I urge you to consider the WDRs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Nick Patton. I'm an attorney and have worked extensively with state and federal clean water laws. I urge you to adopt staff's draft order in July. Your board is required by a Let me start over. Your board is required to draft an order that is protective of water quality and associated public trust resources. Any person discharging waste must file a report of that discharge to the state. Your board must then prescribe requirements as to the nature of any proposed discharge or existing discharge. According to state law, those requirements shall take into consideration beneficial uses to be protected, water quality objectives reasonably required for that purpose, and the need to prevent nuisance. Beneficial uses are described by basin plan and include cold fresh water habitat, preservation of biological habitat of special significance, and migration of aquatic organisms. Surface water bodies that do not have designated beneficial uses are protected for both municipal and domestic water supply and protection of both recreation and aquatic life. State law provides that the imposition of individual discharge permits may be waived if it is determined that the waiver is consistent with any applicable or regional water quality control plan and is in the public interest. However, waivers may not exceed 5 years in duration and must be conditional. Conditions include the performance of water quality monitoring with results that shall be made available to the public. While there are other agencies, such as the Department of Fish and Game, that share some jurisdiction over issues such as habitat conservation, it's critically important for the regional board to take a comprehensive approach to protecting water quality.
Can you wrap it up, please?
Certainly. The ag order simply must address riparian areas in order to protect beneficial uses and for the waiver to be in public interest. Thank you.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Paula Plasencia, con Líderes Campesinas.
Good evening. My name is Paula Plasencia with Líderes Campesinas, a farm worker women organization.
Yo nada más quisiera pedirles y vengo a hablar y pedir que no podemos continuar ignorando el problema del agua. Los pozos están contaminados. Necesitamos agua limpia.
I'm here to urge you today to not ignore this issue, that we need clean water.
Estamos urgiendo que se tome acción para que este problema se elimine.
We urge you to take action to eliminate this problem.
La comunidad campesina es la que está sufriendo de este problema.
The farm worker community is who's suffering from this problem.
Nuestros hijos están siendo envenenados por este problema que viene siendo el agua, y ellos son el futuro de California, digamos.
Our kids who are the future of this country of California are being are having health effects because of the contamination in the water.
Ellos están sufriendo de asma, están sufriendo de su caída de su pelo, están sufriendo de granos y no saben por qué.
Many of our children are suffering from breathing problems, loss of hair, other rashes, and people don't know why.
Siempre el campesino es el que más sufre las consecuencias, muchas veces de tiempos que ellos no provocan, pero son los más perjudicados y son los que menos recursos tienen.
The farm workers are always on the short end of the stick when it comes to these problems, receiving the burdens that sometimes they don't even have any role to play in causing these problems, yet they're the ones that are impacted.
Iban a venir más personas, pero por el tiempo están trabajando, pero pedimos a otras personas que vinieran y dieran su testimonio y hacer conciencia de que necesitamos agua limpia ya.
We asked others to join us today, but because of constraints and financial constraints with their work obligations, they couldn't be here today. But we're here to demand clean water.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And where is this lady from?
Salinas.
Salinas. Is she... The health problem she's referring to, is this in her family, her community? Where is this going on?
In San Gerardo, which they spoke about.
San Gerardo?
San Gerardo.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. That was my last speaker. Okay. Andrew Christie didn't come up. Dr. McClanahan didn't show. Roger Wong. So we're done with public comment. All right.